Once in Kolkata, there was a dispute between Achyutananda Swami and the landlord of the temple, Mr. Roy. This is narrated in Giriraj Maharaj's Watering the Seed. And the dispute was concerning the relative positions of Sri Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So on one side, one was claiming that Sri Krishna is greater, and the other was claiming that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is greater. And the dispute remained unresolved. So Achyutananda Swami, he brought it to the attention of Srila Prabhupada, and he asked, Srila Prabhupada, who is greater, Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Sri Krishna? And Srila Prabhupada replied, Srimati Radharani. So, why is that? We'll hear a few things from introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll discuss why Srimati Radharani is even greater than Krishna. So, Prabhupada's commenting that this brings us to the question, who is Srimati Radharani? And Prabhupada says, actually, Radha Krishna is the exchange of love. So everybody is trying to love Krishna, but Krishna is in love with Srimati Radharani. That's why Srimati Radharani is greater than Krishna in Prabhupada's, just at that time he explained, because she's controlling Krishna, she's attracting Krishna. This is the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita which actually describes the tattva under discussion. This is the fifth verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Asmat. So Prabhupada's translating this that Ladini Shakti Vikriti. Ladini Shakti is Krishna's, one of his three internal energies. And Prabhupada explains this in turn. The pleasure potency of Krishna's internal energy is a most difficult subject matter. Unless one understands what Krishna is, one cannot understand it. Now, Krishna does not take any pleasure in the material world. Nothing material can attract Krishna. It's his external energy. It's his shadow. But he has a pleasure potency. That's the internal energy, Krishna's internal pleasure potency. And because we are part and parcel of Krishna, the pleasure potency is also within us. But we are trying to exhibit that pleasure potency in matter by exploiting material energy, daryatehi jagam daryat. We're pretending to be the enjoyer, it's called the Purusha Bhav, and Krishna facilitates that by providing us the material energy to try to enjoy. However, Krishna does not make such a vain attempt. The object of Krishna's pleasure potency is Radharani. Now, Krishna exhibits his potency as Radharani and then engages in loving affairs with her. So that's the verse. That's Prabhupada's translating this verse from Kaviraj Goswami. He's saying, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Asmat. The Ladini Shakti transforms, manifests as Radha Krishna Pranaya, which means the love between Radha and Krishna. Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Pura Deha Beda. Although they actually won, Deha Beda, they divide. to enjoy. And that's Krishna and Radharani, Radha Krishna Pranaya. Krishna manifests himself as Radharani in order to enjoy his internal pleasure potency. Of the many extensions, expansions, and incarnations of the Lord, this pleasure potency is the foremost and the chief. Prabhupada goes on, without the energy, there's no meaning to the energetic. Because of this, the Vaishnava philosophy, first of all, pays obeisances to and worships the internal pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. And thus, the Lord and his potency are always referred to as Radha Krishna. Similarly, those who worship Narayan, first of all, utter the name of Lakshmi as Lakshmi Narayan. Similarly, those who worship Lord Ram, first of all, utter the name of Sita. In any case, Sita Ram, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, the potency always comes first. That's from the introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada's commenting, this is in a lecture in Montreal, 1968. Radharani's name is not in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How this name came? Radharani. But they do not know how to see it. There is Anya Aradyate. Anya Aradyate. There are many gopis. But there is mention that by this particular gopi, he is served more pleasingly. We know Chakravarti Thakur explains, of all the types of worship of Krishna, Ramnakachit Upasana, Ramnakachit, of all the Upasana, of all the ways of worshipping Krishna, Ramnakachit, what is the most pleasure, what is the most pleasing to Krishna? Ramnakachit Upasana. So Chakravarti Thakur explains that Vraja Vadu Vargena Jakalpita, that which is performed by the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan, that service to Krishna is the gives the most pleasure to Krishna of all services rendered. So even within that, Bhagavatam explains this. Anya Arajate. There amongst the most pleasing worshippers, the Brajabarus, the cowherd maidens, amongst them there is still one who is particularly dear to Krishna. Dearest. Krishna accepts this gopi's Prabhupada. Krishna accepts this gopi's service more gladly. Anya Arajate. Arajate, this Arajate word, Arajate means worshipping. From this word, Arajate, Arajate, from this word, Prabhupada says, Radha has come. Aradhananam, Aradhananam Sarvesham, of all types of worship, Arajate, worship, Arajate, Radha has come. But Radha's name is there in the other Puranas, mentioned in the other Puranas, but not directly mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, all of the, we have Krishna book, something now, I'm going to share some things from Krishna book shortly, but all of the information that we have about detailed information about Radharani and pastimes of Krishna, their qualities, the activities, what's dear to Radharani, descriptions, that's all actually revealed literature of the Goswamis. The revealed literature of the Goswamis, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and other books by the Goswamis, who, on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, elaborately manifested the Vrindavan Leela. H.I. Goshai Jabe Braja Koilabas. They were ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jabe Braja Koilabas, to reside in Vrindavan. Radha Krishna Nitto Lila Korila Prakash, and to manifest Korila Prakash, to shine light on, illuminate, to publicize Prakash, the Radha Krishna Nitto Lila. And they did that by compiling so many bhakti shastras, which describe Vrindavan and bhakti and prema and all the bhakti tattva. Actually, Mahaprabhu describes the Rupa Goswami Bhakti Rasacharya, the teacher of the Prema Ras, Bhakti Tattva, Bhakti Ras. He explained in full, Rupa Goswami. So, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Shabehe Bujabo Jugala Priti. Rupa Raghunatha Pate Hoibe Akuti. When we desire to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Raghunath, Buja Boshe Jugala Puriti, then we can understand the love of Jugala Puriti, the youthful divine couple. So the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam is here. Actually, here, the verse from Bhagavatam. Certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Guru Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her here to this secluded place. Actually, this verse appears in the part of the Bhagavatam which Prabhupada has translated in the Krishna book, in the chapter Krishna hiding from the gopis. Would you like to hear a few things from that chapter? Well, I would certainly like to describe a few things from that chapter. And then we can see how this verse appears. So, the Rasa dance was going on, and that's described. Then Krishna left the assembly of the Rasa dance, Rasa Mandala. He left that. And then all the gopis, in the middle of the Rasa Leela, Krishna left the Rasa Mandala. And then all the gopis became completely distraught. And then they began wandering around. They were asking the various types of trees and plants in the forest of Vrindavan. They were asking them, "Dear banyan trees, have you seen the son of Maharaj Nanda passing in this way, laughing and playing on his flute? He has stolen our hearts and gone away. If you have seen him, kindly inform us which way he has gone. Oh dear Ashok tree, dear Naga flower, dear Champak flower tree, have you seen the younger brother of Balaram passing this way? He disappeared because of our pride." Prabhupada comments that Krishna does not like his devotees to be proud of their service to him. Anyway, of course, we can go into a whole philosophical discussion. How could somebody in Vrindavan dancing with Krishna get affected by anything like that, ahankar? But it's all leela, it's all transcendental leela, so that Krishna can enjoy more, and that the relationship can be more and more intensified, and also some lessons to the conditioned souls can be extrapolated from all of this. So when Prabhupada is saying that, he doesn't like his devotees to be proud in their service, that's for us. And that is the lesson for us. Then the gopis address the tulsi plants. "Dear Tulasi, you are much beloved by Lord Krishna because your leaves are always at his lotus feet. dear Malati flower, actually now is the season of Malati flowers. Dear Malika flower, dear Jasmine flower, all of you must have touched, all of you must have been touched by Krishna while he was passing this way. After giving us transcendental enjoyment, have you seen Madhav passing this way? O mango trees, O trees of jackfruit, O pear trees, O asan trees, O blackberries, O bale trees, O trees of the kadamba flower, you are all very pious trees to be living on the banks of the Jamuna. Krishna must have passed through this way. Will you kindly tell us which way he has gone? And then the gopis noticed, and so this is a mood, Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhava Rashamritad Bila Halil Kolola Magno Mahur. The Gosamis, Kolola, Magno, merged themselves, Magno, Muhur, again and again. Gopi Bhav, Rasamritad Bi, the ocean, the unmeasurable, vast, extensive ocean of feelings the gopis have for Krishna. Rasamrita Bilahali, the waves flowing in that ocean. Kalola Magno, to merge into Muhur again and again. The Gosamis. So then the gopis, they noticed Krishna's footprints in the dust of Vrindavan. And that further affected their bhav. They said, dear earthly planet, we do not know how many penances and austerities you have undergone to be now lying with the footprints of Lord Krishna upon you. And he embraced you. You are so fortunate, he embraced you, they described, when in the form of Baraha. He embraced you. How fortunate you are. Baraha embraced, lifted the Lord lifted the earth out of the Garbhodaka ocean. After addressing the innumerable trees and plants and the earth, they turned their faces to the beautiful deer, who were looking at them very pleasingly. It appears, they address the deer, that Krishna, who is the Supreme Narayan himself, must have passed through this way along with his companion, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Otherwise, how is it possible that the aroma of his garland, which is smeared with red kumkum from the breasts of the goddess of fortune, can be perceived in the breeze blowing here? It appears they must have passed through here and touched your bodies. And thus you are feeling so pleasant and looking toward us with sympathy. Will you kindly therefore inform us which way Krishna has gone? Krishna, the well-wisher of Vrindavan, he is as kind to you as he is to us. Therefore, after leaving us, he must have been present in your company. O fortunate trees, we are thinking of Krishna, the younger brother of Balaram, while passing through here with one hand resting on the shoulder of the goddess of fortune and the other hand twirling a lotus flower. He must have been very pleased to accept your obeisances, and he must have glanced at you with pleasure. And then the creepers, you are so jubilantly embracing the trees, as if the trees were your husbands. It appears that the flowers of the creepers must have been touched by the nails of Krishna. Otherwise, how could they be so jubilant? Now, after searching for Krishna here and there in this maddened state of mind, consciousness, feelings, they couldn't tolerate the gopis there in this separation. So they began imitating the different pastimes of Krishna amongst themselves. One gopi was acting as Putana, and another gopi imitating Krishna, sucking her breast. One gopi imitated the hand cart, and another gopi lay down beneath the cart and threw her legs up, touching the wheels of the cart, as Krishna did to kill the demon Shakatashu. One gopi imitated Chola Krishna lying down on the ground, and one gopi became the demon Talavrata, Talavarta, and carried small Krishna away into the sky. One gopi imitated Bakasura, another forced her to fall down as the demon Bakasura did when he was killed. One gopi imitated Krishna, as Krishna knew all the different respective names of the cows. One gopi imitated Krishna calling all the respective names of the cows. One gopi began to play on the flute. Another gopi praised the way Krishna plays his flute, the way his boyfriends praise him. Another gopi got on the shoulders of a gopi, as Krishna used to play and wrestle with his boyfriends. One gopi raised her hand while covering with the covering garment and said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, friends of Vrindavan. Don't be afraid of these torrents of rain and severe hurricane. I'll save you. In this way, she imitated the lifting of Govardhan Hill. One gopi forcibly put her feet on the head of another gopi and said, "You rascal, Kaliya." Forest fire. "Just see, I will save you from the forest fire," one gopi explained. So seeing these footprints of Krishna, here, the impression of the marks of Krishna's soles of his feet. All the marks are there. His flag, lotus flower, trident, thunderbolt are visible. They began to follow the footprints, and shortly they saw another set of footprints beside them. And immediately they became very sorry. "Dear friends, just see, whose are these other footprints beside the footprints of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj?" Actually, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives a description about the imprints on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Would you like to hear that description? So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains, he's quoting from different Puranas, Srimati Radharani's footprints, as given by Rupa Goswami in his Ujjala Nilomani, at the base of the large toe of a left foot is the mark of a barley corn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc, an umbrella. Below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toes. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus that is a flag with a banner. And below the flag is a creeper, together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant goad. And upon her heel is a half moon. Thus, there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell. And below that, a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar. Below that, an earring. And below the earring, a spear. Along the base of the second, third, fourth, and small toes is the mark of a mountain, below which a chariot. And on the heel, a fish. Thus, altogether, there are 19 distinguishing marks on the soles of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So the gopis saw the footprint of Srimati Radharani also in the dust of the forest of Vrindavan. They began to speak. It is certainly Krishna passing through, resting his hand on some other gopi. Exactly as an elephant goes side by side with his beloved mate. We must understand, now this is the verse from where the name Radharani is coming. We must understand, therefore, that this particular gopi served Krishna with greater affection and love than ourselves. Anya Arajyate. Because of this, although he has left us, he could not leave her company. He has taken her along with him. Dear friends, just imagine how the dust of this place is transcendentally glorious. At the same time, we are very sorry. We are very sorry that this particular gopi has gone along with Krishna. For she is sharing the nectar of Krishna's kisses and leaving us aside to lament. Oh friends, just see. At this particular spot, we do not see the footprints of that gopi. It appears that because there was some pinpricks from the dried grass, Krishna took Radharani on his shoulder. Oh, she is so dear to him. He must have picked some flowers in this spot to satisfy Radharani. Because here, where he stood erect to get the flowers from the high branches of the tree, we find only half the impression of his feet. Just see, dear friends, how Krishna must have sat down here with Radharani and tried to set the flowers in her hair. You can be certain that both of them sat here together. Prabhupada's explaining philosophically. Krishna is self-sufficient. We were mentioning that in the introduction. He has no... Nanabhaptam avaptavyam. I'm not in need of anything. Nor do I require to get anything. In third chapter Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains. Nanabhaptam. So he's fully self... full, purnam. Not short in any way. He has nothing to enjoy from any other source, Prabhupada says. Nothing to enjoy from any other source. Yet, just to satisfy his devotee, he treated Radharani exactly as a lusty boy treats his girlfriend. Just to reciprocate with Radharani's desire to serve Krishna in that way. This is Bhakta Vatsal. This is how... This is Rasa Shekhar, the prince of relationships. There is nobody who can compare to Krishna when it comes to reciprocation. He can reciprocate more than any other being with your heart. Rasa Shekhar, the prince of rasa, of relationships. So the innermost desires of the devotee will be fulfilled by Krishna, according to the desire of the devotee. Jajatamam prapadyante tangshatava bhajami aham. So this is why Krishna is behaving in this way. This is the mood the gopis wanted. This is the mood, the most intimate. The parakiya bhav. The formal relationship of husband and wife is a little official. It's a little official, obligatory. You got to do what your wife says. There's obligations. There's a standard protocol, husband and wife. But this is a Swakya, his own married wives. But the Parakya, it's more spontaneous, it's more exciting. Enough said on that. We have no realization, but it's more special, it's more stimulating. And that's the way the devotee, that's the way the gopis wanted to serve Krishna. It's secretive, it's in the forest, confidential, and the Sarat Purnima. And even all the people are saying, you don't go. Even Krishna said, what are you doing? You got husbands, you got brothers, you got fathers. This is irreligious. So this is Shampurna Sharanagati, complete surrender. Not even considering any type of principle or regulation. Just all about heart. It's called Kevala Prem. Only love. No obligation. No, I'm your wife. A wife has to serve the husband. Wife has to love the husband. It's her duty. But this, you don't have to. It's just purely, it's called Kevala Prem. It's only on the affection. Kevala Prem. That's Vrindavan. Braja Prem. And that's why Krishna is so much attracted. Because of the purity, because of the intensity. So he reciprocates. He reciprocates. However, just like the princesses in which were held captive by Bhaumasura. Actually, from the Vedic Kshatriya point of view, they're not eligible for being accepted as queens because they've been touched by another man. A Krishna doesn't care about that. You want to become my sevika? You want to serve me? And Krishna's heart so soft. Okay, I'll accept you. Marry them all. 16,100. Took them back to Dwarka. All the grandeur of a Vedic Kshatriya marriage. Why? Not because he needed so many wives. Only to reciprocate. You want to love me in that way? I'm ready. Just as you desire, I will become your lover. Rasa Shekhar. The gopis continue. This chief gopi, Radharani, must be very proud of her position, thinking herself the greatest of the gopis. How could Krishna take her away alone, leaving us aside? Unless she is extraordinarily qualified and beautiful. She must have taken Krishna deep into the forest and told him, my dear Krishna, I am now very tired. I cannot go any further. Please carry me. Carry me wherever you like. When Krishna was spoken to in this way, he might have told Radharani, all right, better get on my shoulder. And then Krishna disappeared. So now Radharani must be lamenting for him. So as the gopis went further into the forest, they're searching out Krishna, they met Radharani, who was also left alone by Krishna. And then they became very sorry. The gopis found Radharani and heard everything from her. How she'd misbehaved, how she was so proud. And she was, after hearing this, they became very sympathetic. All the gopis, including Radharani, proceeded further into the forest until they could no longer see the moonlight. When they saw that it was getting gradually darker and darker, they stopped. You realize this is the end of the story. That's it. Talk about separation. It got darker and darker, and they stopped. That's the end of the story. So we're left with that. So they become absorbed. They're already absorbed. They're further absorbed. Prabhupada said they begin to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Oh. Now this mood actually, this is the mood of our Sampradaya. This is the mood of the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami. We are Rupanugas. What is that mood? Hey Radhe, Braja Devike. Hey Radhe, Braja Devike, Queen of Vrindavan. Hey Radhe, Braja Devike. Hey Nanda, Shuno Kutai. Hey, oh darling of Nanda, darling child of Nanda Maharaj, where are you? Sri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Bhatale Kalindi Bani Kutai. Are you on the hill of Govardhan? Kalpa Padava Kale, Kalpa Padava Tele Kalinde Bane, or are you at the lotus, are you sitting beneath the desire trees on the banks of the Jamuna? Goshantarv. Goshantarv means they called out. Goshantarv, they're calling out. They are wailing, crying. Goshantarv, iti sarvato braja pore. They're crying like this all over Vrindavan, the Goswamis. Goshandaviti sarvato braja pure kudai mahabhivalo. This is the great calamity. Mahabhivalo. The enormous calamity that they are experiencing. Bande rupa sanatano raguyugo shijiva gopavago. So this is the bhav. And actually by cultivating, by following the sadhana that Rupa Goswami instructs in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the science of bhakti. If you follow those the sadhana practice, then you awaken this bhav. It's scientific. You follow according to Rupa Goswami's description, which is given to us through Parampara, Prabhupada. You follow that, like we do, Tulsi Puja, Arati, worship, Kirtan, Harinam, all of this, Aranana and Sankirtan, Bhagavat Sravan. You're gradually awakening this bhav. You become like the gopis, mad. Mahaprabhu also became a madman. He, as a result of practicing sadhana, he's God, but he, Bhakti Rupa, he also changed and became mad as a result of practicing the sadhana. Kiba mantra dilo goshai, kiba tar bol. What mantra you have given me, Swami? What is its power? Jopadi jopadi mantra, korele pagol. Pagol. You all must know what that word is, bhago. I become mad chanting this mantra, crawling on the ground. Mahaprabhu went to the house of Srivas Thakur. He was recommended, go, and he's having these fits overwhelming. They said, go to Srivas Thakur and see what he says. Upon entering the house of Srivas, he saw Srivas Thakur doing parikrama of Tulasi. When Mahaprabhu saw that, bhav abhibhuto, he was overwhelmed. Feelings, love for Krishna. Krishna is so kind. Krishna's devotee is so kind. He fell down, unconscious, crying. Just seeing Tulsi, being Tulsi Parikrama, affected. He's a madman. Sachimada asked, what is this disease? There's some disease? And Srivas Thakur said, yes, some serious disease. I want that disease. I want that disease. So anyone, Aishwarya Puri, Kiba mantra dilogosai, kiba ta, what is the power of this mantra? What mantra you have given me? And Ishwara Puri replied, yes, it is another mantra. Yes, it's a magic mantra. It's a maha mantra. A Hare Krishna maha mantra jayito shabab. The very nature of this mantra, swabab. Jai jape tare Krishna upajaye bhav. Whoever chants this mantra, jai jape tare Krishna, to Krishna, upajaye awakens bhav. Jai jape tare Krishna upajaye bhav. Whoever chants this mantra awakens bhav. What bhav? Gopi bhav. This bhav. How do we understand? Bishaya chariya kabe shuddha hobe mana. Kabe hama hedabo Sri Vrindavan. Bishaya chariya. In order to actually taste this bhav or feel this bhav, you have to give up sense gratification. Bishaya chariya kabe shuddha hobe mon. And you're purified. Man. Bishaya. Kabe hama. When? Narottam Das Thakur is singing. Anyway, as we mentioned, Rupa Raghunath Patai Hoyi Be Akuti, we have the desire to follow Rupa Raghunath and the Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, follow the instructions. Kobe Hama Bujabo Shei Jugala Pariti, then we can understand. So Radha Krishna philosophy, Prabhupada is speaking in Montreal, 1968, on Radhastami. Radha Krishna philosophy is a very great philosophy. It is to be understood in the liberated stage. Radha Krishna philosophy is not to be understood in the conditioned stage. When we worship Radha Krishna in our conditioned stage, we worship Lakshmi Narayan. You see in that picture, Vaidhi Marg and Raga Marg. Krishna is worshipped on the platform of pure love. That's why we're not sahajas. We don't pretend that we're like the gopis there in Vrindavan wandering around. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And that's not our sadhana. Our sadhana is Vaidhi Marg. We worship Krishna as the Param Purushottam, the Supreme, the Master, Parameshwara. And we worship him in regulative procedures. And gradually, by this Vaidhi Marg, we awaken those spontaneous feelings. Prabhupada said, if anyone wants to learn the Raga Marg immediately, that is foolishness. Foolishness. Nobody can pass MA without going through regular principles of primary school and college. So therefore, I do not indulge in the discussions of Radha and Krishna so easily. Rather, go on with the regulative principles at the present moment. Gradually, as you become purified, you become on the transcendental platform. You'll understand what is Radha and Krishna. Don't try to understand Radha and Krishna very quickly. It is a very big subject. Very big subject. But we have to hear. Prabhupada has given us these descriptions, Krishna book, and we have to hear. That's called Bhagavat Srabon. Nitnam Bhagavat Sevaya. Bhagavat Sevaya. We have to hear. Pibatam Bhagavatam Rasam. The rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam has to be heard. And actually that is the process of Katayantascha Mam Nityam Tushanti Cha Ramanti. The pleasure of the rasa, prema ras, can be relished in the association of the Vaishnavas by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And gradually we cultivate that taste more. Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam. You cultivate, and that is Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. That is our life. Katayantascha Mam Nityam. That is what the Vaishnavas do. Lok Prema Anandi. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimati Radharani ki. Radhastami Maha Mahotsav ki. Lok Prema Anandi. Hari Hari Gol.